anyone, a Liberian citizen or one of the candidates, can bring a suit before the Supreme Court to challenge the eligibility of people who have been nominated. There's a doctrine in the law called standing. That is, do you have standing? Do you have the right to bring such a case before the court? And to have standing, you must suffer injury. And injury, in a sense, you're speaking of a legal harm. And arguably, a Liberian citizen can say, I will suffer a legal harm if this person is allowed to contest the election. Because if that person wins, I will be ruled by a person who doesn't satisfy the constitutional prerequisite for being president, i.e. satisfying the 5-year, the 10-year residency requirement. If such persons bring a lawsuit that goes to the Supreme Court, the question then is what happens? For example, somebody bringing the lawsuit to challenge the eligibility of somebody to be on the ballot could look, say, look, the plain text of the Constitution says, and let me read that provision, which is Article 52 of the Constitution, particularly Article 52C. The opening paragraph there says, no person shall be eligible to hold the office of president or vice president unless that person is resident in the republic 10 years prior to his election. So that would be the operative phrase, the person is resident in the republic 10 years prior to his election. Now, I think that when the Constitution uses resident, they mean, you know, somebody who's a domicile in the country, meaning they intend to make the country their permanent home. There's a counter-argument, you know, it can be made that the Constitution doesn't say 10 years immediately prior to the election. It says 10 years. So somebody can put forward the argument that if you are resident in the country for any 10-year period and then let you satisfy that 10-year requirement, because the Constitution does not say immediately prior to the election. I think the counter to that argument is, again, the Constitution says, it says no person shall be eligible to hold the office of president or vice president unless that person is resident. So it's talking in the present that you cannot look to prior years of residence. There got to be 10 years uninterrupted residence.